This is a guided body scan for our mindfulness-based stress reduction practice. So let's start by getting down on the floor, stretching out, arranging your body in a comfortable posture. Either letting your legs fall away from one another, or if you're sitting, arranging them comfortably on a chair. If you're lying down, maybe putting something under your neck or head or under your knees for support, if that would be helpful. So getting comfortable, but remembering not to get so cozy that you just fall asleep. This is about falling awake, developing awareness, not sleeping. And if it's possible to keep your palms up if you're lying down, your arms outstretched at your sides, do so if that's comfortable for you. So lying down, watching the ceiling, keeping your eyes open softly for the time being. Focusing on the sensation of breathing. Actually knowing your breathing. Sometimes it can be confusing, the difference between awareness of breath and controlling breathing. You've done fine all your life. This is not about controlling the breath, but about feeling the sensation of breathing. It's why we say rest in the awareness of breathing. Your body is already taking care of you. If you try to control breathing, to hold your breath, for example, your body wouldn't let you. Knowing your breathing. The invitation is to feel the breath in the body. There's nothing to do, nowhere to get, nothing to change. Our work, we might even say our play, is to become familiar with the breathing going on. When you're ready, if you like, you can allow the eyes to close or let them stay softly open. Bring attention to your breath in the belly. Becoming familiar with the sensation here. Feeling the belly rising on the in-breath. falling on the out-breath. Knowing you're breathing. Now, bringing that same awareness to the heel of the left foot. Feeling where it may be making contact with the ground. Feeling the sensation of this contact point. Now, bringing awareness to the arch of the left foot. The sole. And now to the big toe. Now, perhaps to all the toes, just as they are. Realizing you don't have to manufacture sensation. You can simply notice what's already there. It's like listening to the sensations of the body. The language of the body is sensation. That's how it speaks to us. Sensing all the sensations in the bottom of the left foot now. Sensing the top of the left foot. Feeling all the sensations in your entire left foot. There might be sensations of throbbing or pulsing, coursing, vibration, changes in temperature. Whatever is true for you. And as you feel ready, in your own time, simply letting the left foot be as it is, and gently bringing attention to the left ankle. Simply feeling what there is to be felt. Breathing. Sensing what is here. Even no sensation can be known. No need for judging or striving, trying to do a really good body scan, whatever that might mean to you. We're simply cultivating familiarity, intimacy with the body as it is right now. It's getting to know it. Moving to the lower left leg. The area between the ankle and the knee. Noticing, for example, any pressure on the floor where the calf and the floor might meet. Differences in sensation between the calf. And the shin. And of course, thoughts will arise that may carry you away. That's what the mind does. Gently coming back to the sensations. And noticing it's possible to approach your sense of the body with friendliness, warmth, hospitality. You offer your attention, and in turn, the body offers something back to you, something to be felt and known directly. So, in your own time, including the left knee. The kneecap. The front. The back. The sides of the knee. This joint that allows you to sit easily, to drive or walk or run, noticing what's here. Breathing. Listening. Perhaps for a moment, noticing again how much this knee has allowed you to move through your life. Aware of the left thigh. The front, the back, and the sides. And the left hip. Sensing the left buttock. No matter what your size, this is a large area of the body. So taking your time, feeling what's here in the realm of sensation. Noticing as well, from time to time, the ongoing flow of the breath that is always available for you to touch base with, considering what this may mean to rest in this awareness. You might wonder why we're paying so much attention to the body, why this is moving so slowly. Well, the simple reason is that we have a body. Why not become familiar with this amazing instrument that we inhabit for our entire life? And now perhaps bringing awareness to the right side and down into the right heel. Where it makes contact with what's below. Sensing the arch of the right foot. And the sole. The right big toe, feeling all the toes, and sensing the top of the right foot. Expanding awareness to include the entire right foot. Feeling what's here now. There's no need to manufacture sensation. It's here just as it is. Including the right ankle. Breathing. Feeling. There's nowhere to go, nothing to do, nothing to improve. Sensing the right calf. The shin. The entire lower right leg. The right knee, the kneecap, the front, back, and sides of the knee. Breathing. Listening. Noticing you can be aware of the surface of the skin and sensing deeper inside without trying. You don't need to know anatomically what the structures look like. This is exploring the realm of sensation, learning to listen to the language of the body. In your own time, noticing the right upper leg. The the thigh. The front, the back, and the sides. Sensations in your right hip. The buttock. Breathing. Listening. Feeling. Into the language of the body. As it expresses itself as sensation. There's no need to try to transform what might be a very strong or unpleasant sensation into a pleasant one. The simple direction is to be with whatever is here, even for 1 or 2 or 3 seconds, if the sensation feels too strong or difficult. We're learning to turn toward with kindness and welcome rather than away from. Our instinctual tendency is to move toward whatever is pleasant and pleasurable and to move away from what's uncomfortable. And we're learning to take a whole other path, to notice what's pleasurable and unpleasurable. Moving into relationship with whatever happens to be occurring. Just as we hold different regions of the body in awareness, you can hold in awareness your entire right leg. And now expanding your awareness to include both legs simultaneously. Simply letting the legs be just as they are. And in your own time, directing the attention to the pelvis. This bony structure that offers the body so much support. Feeling the breath deep in the pelvic bowl. And becoming aware of the sensations arising in this part of the body. And while we don't need to name all the structures located in the pelvis, if there are parts that you were born with that are no longer here, taking a moment to remember those. and whether in the pelvis or anywhere else in the body. If there are aspects that have been added or removed, when we visit these places of the body, remembering those as well. And all the thoughts and feelings that might arise in that remembrance. And when you're ready, moving attention into the lower back and the lower spine. And including the front of the body in this area, the abdomen. Aware of the entire region of the lower torso. Breathing. Listening. Feeling. Moving up to the middle of the torso. The stomach. And that place where the rib cage parts, this entire area that we call the gut, that has its own intelligence. Sensing. Breathing. Listening. If now and then you need to open your eyes, feel free to do so, so you know where you are, both inwardly and outwardly. And coming around the sides of the rib cage to the mid-back, noticing on the out-breath whether it's possible to sink a little bit more, to lean into the floor, to be held instead of holding yourself. We spend so much of our lives holding ourselves up, letting the out-breath be what it is, and noticing if it's accompanied by some sense of release or relief. And when you're ready, bringing attention to the upper back, this is a place where so many of us can carry tightness. Seeing if you can sense the way your upper back is resting against the floor. being supported if you're lying down. Aware of the shoulder blades. The back of the shoulders. Coming around and under the arms, at the sides of the body. Perhaps noticing the way the ribs move with the breath. They're capable of moving, expanding. It's almost like a rocking motion. And resting in awareness of the sweep of the breath. As it comes in, as it goes out. And when you're ready, entering the region of the chest, perhaps sensing the lungs. Noticing the heartbeat. For most of us, the heart will beat something like 3 billion times across a lifetime. And as well, there's this other aspect of the heart we refer to in common language. Not the miraculous pump, but that place which is touched and feels and radiates so much to others. So as you lie here, allowing yourself to become attentive to that aspect of our lives that we call heart. We've all been bruised and battered and suffered. Sometimes the heart is tight and protected for good reason. Noticing you can dwell here, no need to change or force anything, just to feel this region of the body as it is and deepen your relationship with just what is. Feeling the heart in the chest. When you feel ready, attending to the left shoulder. Breathing into the upper portion of the left arm. Down to the elbow, into the forearm, to the wrist, to the back of the left hand, to the palm. The thumb, the fingers, breathing, holding the entire left arm in awareness. Turning attention now to the right shoulder. The upper arm. The elbow. The forearm. The wrist, the back of the right hand, the palm, the thumb, the rest of the fingers. Holding the entire right arm in awareness. Now, both hands. These sensing aspects that allow us to touch the world. Perhaps remember, through sensation, the beauty and magnificence of these hands of yours. The exquisite sensitivity. And including both arms. These hands and arms that allow us to reach out for or push away. Holding the hands and arms together in awareness. Now, the back of the neck. So often we hold tension here. Breathing. Listening, and in your own time, coming around to the front of the neck, the throat, this great conduit through which we take in nourishment. We often talk about wanting to get something off our chest, and that involves the throat. Language, sound, giving voice. Sometimes we may feel choked off. Breathing. Sensing. Listening. Nothing more. Knowing where you are, coming back again and again when you notice the mind wanders away. Coming back without judgment, with gentleness and deliberateness. Honoring your care and your attention. Feeling sensation in the entire neck and throat. moving up to the chin. The jaw. The hinge of the jaw. The lips. The tongue. And the soft, sensitive tissues that line the mouth. The gums and the teeth. Breathing, attending, including the cheeks, the nose, the nostrils, including the bony structures that protect the eyes, the eyes themselves, the ears, these exquisitely sensitive instruments of hearing, the brow, the forehead, the back of the head, the scalp, the entire skull, up to the crown of the head, and allowing the face to return to its naturalness. No need for it to express or mask anything. Simply being, sensing into the entire head. And just as we've sensed the separate parts of the body, we can hold the entire body in awareness, from the crown of the head through the torso, the arms and legs, from head to toe, front to back, side to side, this breathing body. As a unity, a totality, a completeness, no matter what your physical, mental, and emotional condition right now. Experiencing your body as a totality, because it is. Being present and embodied, here and now. And knowing it. And as the body scan comes to a close, and when you're ready, beginning to bring some small movement to your fingers and toes, perhaps feeling your hands and feet, noticing what your body may be sensing now as you begin to move. Perhaps stretching a little bit as it feels right to you. And when you're ready, allowing your eyes to open if they've been closed. And offering yourself gratitude for this time you've taken to pay kind attention and be present with your breathing body, just as you experience it, just as it makes itself known, moment by moment.